Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. Welcome to the morning show, Friday edition. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to have some fun over the next hour. Not only are we going to get in some entertainment news, we're also touch on a couple our scheduling, some good stories of the day. We've got this year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
Yes. Always fun.
We'll get into that. We'll discuss. And people born before the year 2000 are sharing their trivial skills that nobody uses anymore.
They're not trivial. What are you talking about?
No. Yeah. We'll figure out if they're trivial or not. We'll discuss. We will decide this. But first, Hallmark's disrespect for Halloween is real. Their 15th annual countdown to Christmas celebration starts in less than a month on October 18th.
Shame.
What?
Shame on them.
For shame, Hallmark. There are 47 new movies that will premiere across the Hallmark Channel.
Oh my gosh.
47?
47 movies.
I mean, for the people who love Hallmark movies, that's exciting news.
It is.
That's actually a big part of why I'm doing this topic right here. I will admit, a couple of years back, if I was doing this, I'd be ripping on this. I'd be making fun of it. But there are, for one, a lot of people out there that enjoy these movies. They're a release. They're not watching them because they're expecting amazing cinema. They just want a good release and get into the holiday spirit.
A little escapism, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is a big part of what movies are all about. Mm-hmm. But also, after I found this out during the strikes and especially after, say what you will, Hallmark pays these guys. Like, they pay them good.
That's right.
And they got money. They pay these actors good. These are opportunities. These are jobs, not only for actors, for a lot of actors, this is their big break. Mm-hmm. It's also where the best boy, the editor, the crafting.
The whole crew, yep.
So many people get jobs from these movies. Mm-hmm. And 47 jobs. I mean, 47 movies is good.
That's projects. 47 projects.
Yep. That's a lot of jobs out there. So I back off, and I'm going to make fun of them here and there every once in a while. But in my heart.
Until he's in one, and then he'll be all on board.
You watch. That is the irony of my life. This will be my big break. Yeah. I will be in some Hallmark movie.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be, I won't be like the romantic lead. I'll be the boyfriend that like everybody.
They dump, right? Yeah. Yes, you will be.
Why is she with him? Yeah. Why would he be with?
You'll be the villain.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. We can pencil that in. So Hallmark Mystery and Hallmark Plus streaming services will be carrying all of these. They'll come out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 o'clock on Hallmark Channel, and every Thursday at 7 o'clock on Hallmark Mystery. Am I alone in just finding
Mystery?
I did not even know this existed.
Yeah, that's that. They have another channel called Mysteries and something. I can't remember, and that must be part of it. So yeah.
Wow.
I would rather have that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do their own like mystery shows too. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sad that I know all this. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Man. Proud of you, Seth.
That's a good Beth.
It's all her fault.
It's a good partner right there. That's a good partner. Hallmark's first reality competition series, Finding Mr. Christmas, will be on Hallmark Plus, but a release date hasn't been announced yet. There will be a mini office reunion in Confessions of a Christmas Letter with Angela Kinsey and Brian Baumgartner in that one. They, of course, were on The Office.
Right. Oh, cool. That's interesting.
There's a Pretty Little Liars reunion. Travis at Trivia at St. Nick's with Tamman and Bratt from that TV show as well.
Whoever they are. But yes, that's wow. How about that? Cross marketing.
You can find the complete list at people.com. People.com. So I think this is interesting. And especially, again, if you like this, you know, Hallmark, then you're going to be very excited.
And also people getting work.
That's the cool part of it. Yeah.
And I also, if I got this right, I wanted to double check on this. Hallmark is a self-owned business. They're not, it's not like, you know, a lot of. like MTV is under Viacom, which is under they have their own company,
like a parent company, right?
ABC and ESPN are under the Disney umbrella, thing, right. like that mm-hmm. kind of thing. As far as I know, Hallmark is under the Crown Media Holdings, which is the Hallmark company.
That is the company that that owns Hallmark. Yes, and that's... and I don't know if they own like other companies, but I think it all comes from Hallmark. Yeah.
Which means that all these movies and all these things they're doing now, certainly getting advertising dollars and everything, but that they're self-made. They're doing these themselves and everything, which is kind of evident if you watch them. But I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, that's still. Well, I guess it was a little. I didn't mean to be insulting.
But it gives them the creative control to do what they want.
That's true. By the way, if you want a fun drinking game for a Hallmark movie, just look for product placements because they are so obvious.
I have to imagine.
Man. Yes, they're very obvious.
And Seth recommending a drinking game is ironic.
Soda. What are you guys talking about? I'm not talking about alcohol.
Well done.
Oh, yes. I want to slam soda, please.
Makes you burp better.
It's nothing like just down in that whole can of Dr. Pepper. Nothing like it.
Go for straight for the 2-liter, man.
What are you? This Hallmark movie brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
Jane's Addiction has been in the news a little bit recently because of the viral video that went with Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro getting into a fight on stage. Well, interesting that Jane's Addiction released a new song Wednesday called True Love.
Really?
And
irony.
And according to Dave Navarro, he says, quote, "We'll likely never hear it live." And he has been pretty much adamant about this. Dave added, quote, "I am gutted that things ended this way and that so many jobs were lost as a result. May all of our hearts mend together." But yeah, you ain't going to be seeing Jane's Addiction again. They're done. They are done. And by done, I mean, wait. just wait.
5 years?
yeah. If they're alive.
They may try it again. Now, sometimes it works out, but almost every band who breaks up, they usually try to have some kind of, it doesn't work always, but sometimes it does. You'll never know.
I really appreciate, though, and this is one of the things that makes me like Dave Navarro a bit, not only him being a great guitar player and bouncing back from all the things that he has to be able to get on stage and perform. He doesn't need this. His career is set. His legacy is set. He's got plenty of money. He did this because he misses the fans, missed performing, and wanted to perform for the fans. So he goes through all this to do it, and then this is how it ends.
Yeah.
It would drive me crazy to have our last show be that way. Like, we get into a fight or whatever. I would want to do one more show just to kind of be like, hey, man, let's get along for like an hour. Can we do that? Just get along for an hour. But at the same time, like,
what are the chances of it?
Yeah. Well, and these guys, they've been playing together on and off for 30 some years. And at a certain point, it's like, you know what? I have all the money. My legacy is set.
That's just, I don't need this. Yeah. I don't need the thing. So, and by the way, and the way that this show is going to end is going to be horrible because it's going to be Melissa and me. Just it'll some very similar to what happened there. Just,
yes,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And I will do nothing. I will sit back.
Yeah, he'll just sit back.
I'll just sit back and
he'll be the drummer.
Yeah, yes. the stage hands that pop up out of nowhere and wrestle.
I may be more like the ring girl where I'll just be walking around with like telling people what round we're in and everything, giving you guys your breaks. Have reality shows gone too far? After Bachelorette Jen Tran was forced to watch her heart-wrenching breakup on live TV for everybody's own amusement, one pollster decided to ask, has reality TV gone too far? Now, before we dive too deep into this, where have you been? I've been saying this for over a decade.
Yeah.
Over a decade I've been saying this, man. For one, it's not reality TV. Look up the definition of what reality TV is. Mm-hmm. It is when people don't know a camera is on them. Candid camera.
There you go. That was reality?
Example of reality TV. And secondary, they have writers.
Yep.
Think of that, everybody. Your favorite reality TV show has writers.
Right.
This is all staged.
Well, in generally, in reality, you don't have a writer. I mean, James does. But
yes, absolutely.
That's why he's a teleprompter here. But
I have about 100 writers.
Yeah, exactly.
All in his head.
But most people, we don't go around with writers getting our dialogue ready for us. Like, come on.
You don't have me anymore, so.
Right?
Words in my mouth.
I would have no issue, actually, with all of this if they just labeled it differently. If they just didn't call it reality TV, I would have a lot.
What would they call
less.
It instead?
Game show.
You know, I mean, bad TV. I don't know. Just like
I love that idea.
Scripted life.
There's so many. Yeah, scripted life. There's so many different. And people love to. Man, especially marketing people, they love to label stuff.
Oh yeah.
Here you go. Here's a new opportunity to come up with a new label. Yeah. Just quit calling it reality TV. 57%. 57% of Americans say yes, reality TV has gone too far.
Over half, wow.
As far as they take too many liberties with contestants and their emotions. 56% of people also say reality TV producers should be held accountable for the mental health of participants. Almost half of millennials, 46%, say that they're reconsidering watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette because of what this lady Jen went through. And 45% say it made them reflect on the reality shows they consume.
Interesting.
Good.
I would like to know after this, whenever The Bachelor or Bachelorette, they're on and whenever they premiere, I'd like to know how many people actually stuck to this. You know, it's one thing in the moment when you're emotional. You know what? I'm going to stand on my principles. Yeah. And I'm not going to... Oh, they got a new season? You know,
if it's habit, if that's the time of, you know, day or whatever, the day of the week that they always catch up on a show and that's
strong
the
point.
One that's on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strong point.
It's and to be fair, I mean, seeing that kind of stuff when it's... You know, not well. I mean, some of them are actors, but you know, like not professional actors. That kind of emotion does draw people in. It's interesting to see. Now, to me, and I think I don't know what the consensus here is, but it seems to me very exploitative to manipulate people that way. That's one of the reasons I really don't like reality TV because of the way. And they are manipulated to do this. They're put in situations like this, and it's not cool. I just don't think it's cool.
I didn't.
Well, and when we say they're scripted. They're not like scripted word for word. They have a rough outline of what they need to accomplish in a scene.
Right, exactly. Right. Scenarios and that sort of thing.
They are put into a situation that will end with drama because that's the point.
Exactly.
And not that you're necessarily seeing, you know, improv all-stars here or anything, but it also takes away any credit to these individuals of improving and giving them some credit for doing that.
Right.
Which I think should be done as well.
Right.
It doesn't really, it doesn't give, and it gives the audience the impression that these are real people and these are how real people handle their lives. And so when you have a TV show like 16 and Pregnant, that show that they had on MTV about the bridezillas or the birthday zillas or whatever.
Dance moms.
Yeah,
all it does is encourage more of that behavior. Mm-hmm. All it does is make people feel like, oh, I can act that way.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how you can justify the, because I personally believe, like I was just saying with the Hallmark movies, it's entertainment, everybody should enjoy it. But at what point does it become, you know what, we can do better. We can be better, you know. We don't have to be. Other countries are starting to realize this. Japan forever has had the craziest game shows you will ever see in your life, and this youngest generation are starting to realize. Wait a minute, we're humiliating our people here. We're humiliating ourselves around the whole world. We maybe need to scale this back a little bit and everything. We can do this too.
Right. Well, and you know these polls are interesting because they're going to keep making these because they're cheap. Compared to scripted dramas and stuff like that, the people that are in these are not in the union. So they're cheaper to work with. Compensation is a lot lower, that kind of thing. The only thing that's going to keep them from doing it is if people stop watching. That's just about it.
Yeah. And so especially to people out there that especially the Jerry Seinfelds and these people that are screaming about there's no more scripted TV, there's no sitcoms anymore and all that. Face the real villain here. These production companies, these producers and everything that are always looking for the cheap way out.
Always the cheap way.
And especially these ones, and it's almost every one of them right now, that has a vendetta because of the strikes. And, well, you know what? I'm not going to use Idris Elba. I'm not going to use these actors, these writers, because I saw them on the front lines and everything, and I'm just going to be petty about it.
Which is illegal, by the way.
Yeah. To each their own.
Yep.
I don't ever like to tell people what they should or shouldn't watch, and I'm not trying to do that. I apologize if it came across that way. But I do think that they're know what you're watching. Know what you're watching.
Understand what it's about.
And know what you're look, whether you like to or not, You are embracing this. You are helping this. It's very similar to if you are saying nothing, then you're not really a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of examples of that right now, as far as that kind of thing. So I don't know. taking a look at what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend. Tonight on 7 o'clock on CBS, my favorite baseball player in the game, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts, guests on 1 hour of Secret Celebrity Renovation. That's kind of cool. I don't know what that show is.
But I don't know either. That's weird.
I might watch it just because I like Mookie Betts a lot.
Will Shohei
show up? Sneak into a celebrity home and redo their bathroom?
I guess. I don't know what that is. The second season premiere of Spellbound is on Hulu. Let's see here. On Netflix, His Three Daughters, the movie premieres. Carrie Coon, Natasha Lyonne, and Elizabeth Olsen are three estranged sisters who put aside their differences to come together and take care of their dying father. Just the trailer teared me up.
Yeah, I saw a bit of it. Yeah, it's amazing.
So they filmed. I watched. I caught a good interview with Miss Coon on this one, and I also saw Natasha Lyonne talking about this. They filmed this in like 3-4 weeks.
Whoa.
And they filmed everything current or are consistent
in like order
as, in order
of which is script. Rare for yes. films. They don't usually do it in order. Yeah.
So the reason that you're going to see some of the better acting you're going to see this year and maybe all time is not only because they filmed it that way, but also that the closeness these three women had and the idea of film. Oh, they were basically in a there's a couple locations, but they're basically in a hotel room together over these 3-4 weeks.
Wow.
I cannot wait to watch the whole movie, and at the same time, I'm also like, it's going to be an emotional one.
I was going to say, it's not going to be necessarily an easy watch, but a very interesting one for sure.
Yeah, and if you like good acting, you know, exactly. That's a good one right there. Sunday on 7 o'clock on NBC, Sunday Night Football, Atlanta hosting Kansas City, and following that on CBS, the series premiere of Matlock.
Matlock is back.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody knew this is being rebooted. It's, of course, the legal drama starring Kathy Bates as Matlock.
Hey, who doesn't like Kathy Bates?
And
she's awesome.
This is noteworthy, I believe. I don't see anybody really talking about this, but Kathy has said this is pretty much her last acting gig.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She's kind of retiring. She's kind of done
That's
with
cool.
it. So let's make this show popular and let's keep her working, everybody.
We don't want you to stop, Kathy.
She's amazing. I love Kathy Bates. Mm-hmm. She's amazing acting. And the series finale of Snowpiercer will be on Sunday on AMC.
Wow.
I got that going on as well. New on your big screen, not too much coming out. A lot of stuff is in limited release. I really want to see that movie Wolves, starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt. That one looks pretty good. You've got Substance, a thriller with starring Demi Moore and Dennis Quaid. That one looks Ooh. Wild.
That was a surprise when I heard her name. It's like, whoa, yeah. she's doing some more acting again.
She really only works when she really likes a script. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say that this is some of her best, if not her best work.
Amazing.
That is crazy to me.
Horror movie, wow.
Especially if you haven't seen G.I. Jane, man. G.I. Jane, like, Demi Moore can act. That woman can act.
That's not the best movie ever, but boy, her performance. Woo.
Really good. Never Let Go, starring Halle Berry. That's in limited release, but the one big release and actually getting really like the best ratings a Transformer movies has gotten yet. Transformers 1 rated PG. This is kind of an origin story of telling how the Transformers came to be. Chris Hemsworth is doing the voice of Optimus Prime. Scarlett Johansson and Keegan-Michael Key are in it. Brian Tyree Henry is in it as well. He's playing Megatron. Wow. And it's like a lot of stories. Optimus Prime and Megatron are friends. They start out as friends and all that. But a lot of people are really getting it. It's doing great ratings-wise right now.
Interesting. Wow.
Which I did not see coming because those movies kind of tailed off after
they
a while.
Really did. Is Michael Bay still involved?
I don't know. Good question.
Probably.
I don't know if
probably.
He is. Yeah, more than likely. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, and we're talking this year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
All right.
Everybody. 715-424-2600. Keep that number handy because I want to hear your opinions on the toys that you think should be inducted and shouldn't be inducted. We want to get audience participation coming up. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Three cool guests. Welcome back, everybody. morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. We can get you ready for our news break coming up in a moment here, but we got some news of our own. The National Toy Hall of Fame revealed their 12 finalists for the 2024 class.
All right.
And once again, we've got some favorites in there and maybe some upsets. The finalists.
That's a lot.
It is
a lot. The finalists this year are the board games Apples to Apples and Sequence.
Oh, very good.
I don't know if I know Sequence.
Oh yeah, that's a card game. It's very cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is a card game.
Yes, okay. It is. Yep.
The card game Phase 10.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pokemon trading cards.
Mm-hmm. Surprised they're not in already.
Hess Toy Trucks. Oh, I forgot about those.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
My Little Pony.
Ooh.
Aww.
Surprised that one isn't in already.
Yeah.
Remote control vehicles.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wanted one. Never got one.
The Stick Horse. Oh, the Stick Horse.
Oh, the riding?
How is that not in there?
That's surprising. Yeah, a hobby horse.
Yeah.
My youngest, Isabel, demanded one of those. Like, not demanded, but she really, really wanted one of those. I searched over to find one.
No, kids demand stuff.
Yeah, she did. She did. And I actually found one. I remember.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. Trampolines.
No. Dangerous.
Plain old balloons.
Okay.
Transformers, interesting.
Ooh, okay.
Kind of worked out well for marketing-wise for both parties on that one. And finally, my favorite entry, Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Oh, that is so cool.
I only got to read one, but I really would love to get some more.
They're great.
I mean, my favorite books in junior high and high school, my favorite books to read. Not in high school, maybe, but junior high.
Probably middle school.
Yeah, middle school, yeah.
Man, because they had so many of them.
There was a ton
of those books.
I love those books. Mm-hmm. They were amazing. The winners will be voted on by toy industry experts, plus public voting.
Yay.
You can vote yourself.
Good.
Museumofplay.org. Throughout the next week, you can go to museumofplay.org. Three of the 12 toys will wind up getting inducted.
Yeah.
Wind up getting inducted. They'll be announced in November. We'll be sure to come back to this story and let you know which ones got inducted. Choosing Your Own Adventure was also nominated last year, but they didn't make the cut. The four that did make it last year were baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, Fisher-Price Corn Popper. My God, that toy.
Loud and annoying, but yes.
But I loved it.
It was so great. And Nerf.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. Oh.
So I think when you hear that they only allow three or four every year, that's where you get, that's why this toy isn't in yet.
Exactly. Exactly. I love the fact that they do a big mix of like old school toys and new stuff. And someday I'm going to go to this museum.
I want to go to this museum too.
It would be a fun trip.
It's in Rochester, New York, I think. And I'm so, man.
Road trip.
Especially since, I think only a couple hours away is the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, so. And knock both of them out.
We could get them both there,
Oh, gosh, we're doing this, yes.
So, wait, do you guys have a speculation of what's going to make it in?
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go.
I think because it's its second year, Choose Your Own Adventure might make it.
Those
usually
see that.
Tend to get gain as you go along for voting these kinds of things.
I'd give that one a vote.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say that one's one of them.
Yeah.
And let's go four here because it says three, but then they allow four.
I think there's four. Yeah. That's usually what I remember.
Well, Transformers should make it.
Definitely. Right. That's where I was going to go. I think Transformers for sure.
I think I think the Hobby Horse should make it in because that's old school.
It's for me. It's a toss up between Hobby Horse and My Little Pony.
I don't know if both will get in.
I don't think so.
I don't think both
I'm saying
in.
One or the other.
Oh, I see. Okay,
I got you. All right. So let's go ahead and just use that as a mark.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that covers bases right there, too. I like that.
No, we got to do one more. I think I think it's going to be the Hobby Horse or My Little Pony.
Okay.
The third spot.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one is going to be one of the games. I would say, what was the other one aside of Sequence?
Apples to Apples.
Apples to Apples.
Sequence and Phase 10.
Sequence is older, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Phase 10 is older, too. Apples to Apples is more recent, I remember correctly. I would say, actually...
I'm going to go Phase 10.
Me, too. I think Phase 10 will get in. Yeah.
I think
we can't agree, Seth.
Yeah, we can.
All right.
I mark it on the
calendar. In spite of you.
Mark it on the calendar, everybody. They agreed.
I don't think that was an agreement. It was a smash.
I know there's no way to really tell, but looking at previous winners, I'm guessing the people that are voting on this are in our age range, And some of the people that you know, in the year past, that some more people are going to be voting on these that are a little bit older now too. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that Pokemon generation is getting to the point where they do these kind of things, because that one would be almost number one.
Still,
I would think.
So popular. Yeah. It's still such a popular thing. That's the crazy thing about it.
But that means that it has chances in upcoming years.
Exactly. That too. Yeah.
I have never, I know nothing, literally nothing about Pokemon. My a couple weeks ago, my sister was in town, and my nephew, Henry, was playing. He's really gotten into them in the last year. And he's got all these cards and all these characters. Yep. And he the only thing he doesn't have somebody to play with him. And I didn't know it was a game. I didn't realize that. So I was like, oh, I'll play with you, bud. And I walk into this thinking, okay, I can figure this out. I have no idea what happened. I know he laughed and he had a lot of fun, and that's all that matters. But I was...
And whatever you had was obliterated, probably?
Yeah, I'm texting my sister like, Jill, what is going on? I don't understand. All I know is Henry's happy. It's like, that's
the important thing, right?
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you guys think out there? 715-424-2600. We'll keep the conversation going throughout the next half an hour and everything while we're on the air. And if you want to get in on the voting, museumofplay.org. That's all one word, museumofplay.org. We're going to get our votes in during the break. We'll get to our state, local, and sports news. We'll come back after taking care of our partners and get into some fun with people born before the year 2000. They're sharing their quote-unquote trivial skills that nobody uses anymore, but we want credit for it.
We're going to shine.
Yeah. Coming up on the morning show shine, here at 97.5 WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. Thank you to the Four Tops playing us in. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, the Three Tops.
What are you calling a top?
Yes, because more like the Three Bottoms.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good way to go.
Moving on. The world has changed a lot since 2000, when everyone thought Y2K would cause computers to end and all of these things. And now it's AI that we're worrying about doing that. Someone on Twitter posted this question to the internet. People born before 2000, what trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? And it went really viral. There is a lot of them out there. And we're going to go ahead and we got there's a complete list at BuzzFeed.com you can find. But we're going to go through about 15 of these and relatively quickly through some of them. We'll take our time with others.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that in using the word literally correctly. That is at number 15.
You literally used it right.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Being able to survive Oregon Trail.
Yes.
God.
Yes, to not die of dysentery.
To not die of dysentery. Man,
or snake bite.
I'll never forget the first time that but I do remember. I do remember like, being able to do that. Yes.
Your oxen has died.
Yes.
Oh,
man,
dang it.
They have updated that game. It's much more sophisticated now, and I think they made it harder.
Wow.
Well, of course they did.
It's like, whoa, oh my gosh.
I might have to play that.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty good. It's pretty good.
I didn't know they did that. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I can make bookshelves out of cinder blocks and boards.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
Important skill to have. Where did we get the cinder blocks from again? I'm a little fuzzy on that.
I did that at least twice in my life, and I still don't know where
those
came from.
Where did the cinder blocks come from?
I don't remember where I got the board from to put it up.
The same way they get pallets now.
They just appear. Yeah, yeah.
Programming a VCR.
Oh, now, a lot of people, even in our grade group, couldn't do that. So that was a skill.
True.
That was
a skill. Those are not even made anymore, people.
Yeah, but I will say there was a time where I was king. I in my house or anybody I was dating.
This is James's superpower.
This was my thing, man. I could program like any VCR. I was good at that stuff, and it didn't even matter if I was familiar with it or not. I would, and I never told anybody this, but I'm pretty sure that the only reason because I was the only one that nobody else wanted to do it. Like at the time, I thought, all right, yeah, I'll figure this out for everybody. No worries, I've got this. Yes, VCR man is here. Calm down, everybody.
VCR man.
But it turns
out...
The
worst superhero of the 90s.
Yes, yes. Just nobody just wanted to do it. That's all. Knowing shorthand for taking dictation.
Oh, wow. That's like... really old.
That's really my mom. She took shorthand classes in high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she never used it after that, so I don't think she retained it.
I don't know if I would have, like, my early days doing Over the Back Fence, if I would have survived if it wasn't for the Pams in my life. My mother, Pam, was going to school to be a stenographer and learned some shorthand from that. And then our own Pam Hilke over here taught me some shorthand, too. That really helped me with that. But that's, I think that shorthand has a place in society still. I just don't know how many people are teaching it or even if there's people, there's got to be kids out there that don't even know it exists.
No, probably no. Wait.
We have such easy access to voice recorders now that it kind of makes shorthand old school.
It way old school. Yeah, that's part of it. It's going to be a lost art at some point, I think, because of all the technology that we have now. Yeah.
Being able to parallel park without a backup camera.
This is my superpower.
Nice.
I believe you.
And now this is really going to go away if you drive a Hummer, because have you seen the crab walk thing these Hummers do now?
Yeah, that's weird.
Why is a Hummer anyway?
Hummers have
my neighbor.
They're trying. They've been going. They went all green.
Nice. Yeah,
they went all green with their vehicles. I'm not saying that they're good or not. I don't know. I've never even been in a Hummer. But I will say that it was really interesting seeing the commercial for the crab walk thing that they do now.
Where
they just basically weird. You just push a button and it parallel parks for you. I don't know how that necessarily works, but
yeah.
I don't know. Knowing how to load a roll of film into a camera.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of things they don't make anymore, they got to still make film, right?
They do.
Someone does. Yeah.
They do, but it's definitely, I mean, it's not the norm.
No, I know Kodak stopped making it a while ago. So I'm not even sure. I'm sure there's a few specialty places, because I'm sure there's photographers that will only work on film. Mm-hmm. They will not do digital. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
How to refold a paper map. Yeah,
I need an engineering degree for that. I don't.
That's another one of those things I'm good at.
It's not that difficult. Neither is folding a fitted sheet. Come on.
Oh, now a fitted sheet, I'm horrible at. But folding a map, I was always good at that one.
Man,
how to get a game cartridge to work? How do you do
you
it, everybody?
You have to shimmy it to the left.
What a bunch of baloney.
You got to blow into it.
I'm telling you.
And then you put it in there, and then you shimmy it. Yes. Up and down. Yep.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if that ever worked. But we thought it did. We thought it did. Yeah.
No. We had a Nintendo, and the only way that certain game cartridges would work is if you did that.
Interesting. How to fix CDs that skip? Huh. I don't know if I ever figured that one out. Oh, yeah.
There was a cleaner.
Yeah.
You could actually use alcohol. Yeah, you could use rubbing alcohol to do that.
Rubbing alcohol. I remember. Yeah.
That's all you needed.
It just depends on how bad the scratches are.
Well, right.
Sometimes there's no bringing them
sometimes
back.
It was too far. Yes.
Oh, that was heartbreaking, too.
And sometimes it depends on the quality of your CD player.
Mm-hmm. Or if you did. Okay. Here's one, guys. This is something special. Did you ever buy in to the green marker?
Oh, no, I did remember
the
seeing
CD
those,
thing. Yeah. I don't even remember why people did that, but it was ridiculous. I mean, come on.
I don't know why, but it didn't bother me as much if a CD that I had bought died on me or got scratched.
Yep.
But mixed CDs, like those would always bother me if I got them, because it was usually I was never going to get another copy of that, I thought, or whatever. It's so funny to think of that now, where, we would listen to the radio just to be able to record a song off of it or something like that and everything.
Right.
And we'd wait for hours to be able to do this. And man, the time we spent on some of these things. How to write a complete website using only HTML. That's an interesting one.
That's never one I had.
Yeah, nope, not me either.
Now we're getting into these top five where it's a little more of the common things like that, or how to use a rotary phone.
Mm.
Yep. How to write in cursive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I like writing in cursive.
Proper grammar and punctuation comes in at number two on this list.
Oh, I'm such a stickler for this.
That should not be a generational thing. Like, that's something we should still be teaching quite a bit and still be pushing people on. Like,
they are still teaching it. Whether or not they're learning it is the next question.
See, now this isn't fair. No, I can't make fun of Melissa for putting her punctuation in her sentences weird, because I don't know where she puts them.
What?
When you're talking, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know...
You missed an apostrophe there. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Oh, the Victor Borge bit. Nice. Yes.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And number one on the list, and in our hearts, the ability to rewind a cassette tape using only a pencil.
Only a pencil.
Oh, and the MacGyver, like, patience and time, like you were defusing a bomb. You'd be sitting there just, all right. It got even worse if it got off the rail, that little like kind of part, the soft part over there on the bottom.
Yeah, and it would felt piece.
Yeah, that little felt piece, it would get on the other side of it sometimes, and you had to slowly move it over to the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever have to fix a cassette tape, like if the tape broke?
Yes.
Unscrewed it
and you mean that?
Like, no. I mean, I had to do that too. I think we all had, you know, actually open up the cassette. No, like if like the tape broke and you had to put it together. Otherwise, the whole tape you wouldn't be
like
able to play.
Surgery.
It was. Very small. Yeah.
My first week in radio, we were still doing reel to reel, and I was setting up some of that, and I'm thinking in my head that, oh well, I've been training for this. I've been putting tapes together. My dad would actually ask me to do it for him. It was one of the few things that in my life he would ever do that with, because I had this down. You had to take a regular Scotch tape, or not Scotch tape, a clear tape. Yep. It had to be clear tape, and you cut like just a normal like thumb size piece in half. And you had an extra half that if you needed to use it again, but that one half was just the perfect size to be able to cover it. And usually that song would have a little, whatever, but you kept going. The rest of the tape was fine.
Otherwise,
the whole tape still worked.
Yeah, exactly. If you had one break in it, you could not play it.
Well, no.
It didn't work anymore.
I think these were the last days I felt smart. I think this is the last time in my life where I really felt like I know things. I could program a VCR. I can fix a cassette tape. These are skills that will always be useful to society.
Nope.
As CDs were right there anyway the whole time. Like, they're not going to do anything. Ah, CDs.
That technology will
never catch on.
To the A-track. Come on.
Yeah. We will take our final time out of the week. We'll come back and take you to the top of the hour with none but fun and positivity. It's the morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, taking it to the top of the hour, wrapping up the week. Great week of shows, and a great week with all of you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. One more story before we get to some good stories of the day in our local schedule. If you've got a toddler at home, you probably don't have much time to be listening to us right now or doing anything. A study found parents with kids 6 and under only get about 31 minutes of, quote, me time a day.
That sounds about right.
On average, around 1 in 7 said it feels more like 0 me time.
Oh, yeah. 30 minutes might as well be 0.
Yeah.
That's not a long time.
Even when you don't get time to yourself, it's hard to relax. 96% said it feels like they're always on call, quote unquote, on call, you know. And here's how parents with young kids spend their day. For working parents, 9 hours at work or commuting, 4 hours getting their kid ready or helping them in other ways, 2 hours shuffling them around, 2 hours spent on chores and cooking, 1 hour on miscellaneous tasks. That leaves around 6 hours left over for sleeping. And non-working parents, very similar story.
Right.
The only difference is about 6.5 to 7 hours of sleeping, quote unquote, for sleeping.
Yeah, right.
As if that happens, especially the younger the child is and everything. Now, there are plenty of people out there listening that may not have a lot of empathy for parents. And I think those are fellow parents oftentimes. Part of the reason I'm bringing this up and I'm talking about this is because I feel like we need to get better about this as a society, parents supporting parents.
Right.
Now, when you and your significant other are at home laying in bed at night and you want to gossip, that's all your own business. But when we're talking about, you know, you're at the park and you see another parent doing something that you don't agree with and going out of your way to make sure that everybody in that park hears that you don't agree with this and you're judging this person and blah, blah, blah and everything. We got to get better than that. We are better than that. Mm-hmm. And we have to treat each other better than that.
Yep.
Parents got enough on their plates. Parents have the hardest job in the free world. It is and the job that we have normalized. We completely, hey, you're raising a kid.
It's a job.
Hey, it's nothing. Everybody does this. Nope. We've been doing this forever. No, it is not normalized. We cannot normalize this.
No, it's work. It's a job, yeah.
And as we grow as a society, it only gets harder. Mm-hmm. Think about this.
You're expected to do everything else, too, on top of raising the future.
This is one of those jobs, like I was talking about the other day, that has not necessarily gotten easier or better through time. Mm-hmm. It's only for every little thing that we can say, well, this is easier for parents. This is easier. Let me introduce you to 20,000 other things that we never had to deal with as parents or as kids that modern day parents have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even getting into single parents or some of these categories and everything. We do not give enough credit to parenting. We do not give enough, tip of the hat to all you parents. Parents out there, thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, how about support?
Yeah.
Societal support on all these things. There's ways that we could do that better. There really is.
I brought all this.
Like enough childcare?
Yeah, that's number one.
Thank you. God, I love working with you two. You guys went right where I wanted
number one.
To. Number one on the list, childcare.
Yep.
I believe that this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest topic that we face, at least here in Wisconsin, if not the world.
I think so.
If you can solve this, think of all the domino effect that has.
100%, man.
Think about it, and I'm telling you, I am only looking at people when I'm in that booth this year that are looking at childcare and that are actually talking about it and actually mm-hmm. want to do some good when it comes to childcare. Enough of this, well, we don't want the government involved with this. Man, quit picking and choosing. It's so easy to be able to do that. Yeah. Oh, I don't want the government involved with anything. Give me my Social Security. Give me my unemployment. Give me this, give me that. But I don't want this. Or it's okay when I get help. Quote unquote help, but it's not okay when this group does or that generation does or what have you and everything. Man, get over yourselves and realize that this whole world doesn't work unless we work together.
Yep.
And we're better when we work together.
It's always.
Let's fix this old child care thing. Mm-hmm. And now I think that I've done enough to get my my Father of the Year mug. I've been trying. I've been working at it. I think I did it. I think it's
finally,
pretty close.
Finally there.
The line today.
Yes.
That's the only reason I'm talking about this. I don't actually believe any of what I just said. I just want that Father of the Year mug. I just want
Is
that
it
mug.
Because you don't want to be a stay-at-home grandpa?
Actually, that sounds all right. Actually. Yeah, that sounds like an all right gig to
me. He may not mind that doing that,
man,
actually.
I am excited.
Without pay, though, James. Realize.
That's true.
You know, they don't get paid.
I'm too excited. Melissa, now my face is hurting because I'm smiling thinking about it. We got some great good stories of the day coming up, and I want to get into our schedule for you. Tonight, join us from 4 to 6 for Midday Magazine. We're going to wrap up the week, and we got a good one lined up for you. In part one, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston will be joining us. Got a couple of big topics with Senator Teston to get into. And our good friend Kevin Krieger going to join us afterwards. We're going to be talking the scouts. We're going to be having a scouting update with Kevin. Looking forward to that. It'll be a little bit weird for him to be in studio and not just on the phone, but no.
He's been in before,
that'll be a fun time. We're looking forward to talking scouting with Kevin a little bit later. Be sure to join us tonight from 5 to 6 for Playmakers. We'll be here live and direct getting you ready not only for local high school football but talking a little baseball. We got a couple of other big topics to get into as we're gearing up for the playoffs here in MLB and all of that.
That's right.
And of course we'll be your tailgate for over on our sister station 105.5 WIRI kicking off at 6:50 Lincoln High School hosting Wausau West.
Yes. Ooh. Trip Dubs, as Randy calls them. Yeah, I don't know why, but that's what he calls them.
I love the nicknames Randy has. Randy, Mike, and Seth are going to be covering this one for you. You know it's going to sound good. Join us at 105.5 WIRI at 6:50 tonight for great high school football.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, we had a couple of other things we wanted to touch on today.
Yes, indeed. We've got coming up next week on Wednesday the 25th, it is United Way Day at McDonald's. The 52nd annual United Way Day at McDonald's. Of course, McDonald's is located at 2128 8th Street South. This event, of course, helps United Way of Southwood and Adams County. They're in the thick of their fall campaign right now, and this is one of the things they do and one of the ways you can support them.
Hey,
getting a shake from McDonald's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Wherever you want to do. That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Oh, they all sound so good.
As we continue to torture James. Coming up on October 10th and 11th is the community book sale at the Moravian Church, 8:30 to 6 on those days. And then the bag sale is on October 12th from 8:30 to 1, $2 a bag. Fill them up with all the books you can handle. 100% of the profits go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships. Come to the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. We are getting the lines painted on our new parking lot today, everybody. Whoa, yeah. So come in and check that out. It looks wonderful. We're so excited about that. And
you can't just park anywhere now?
No. You get in the lines. You need to be in the lines, everyone.
But my question is, do you have choose your own adventure books?
We may. I haven't been sorting them, but I bet you there's probably some there. I would not be surprised.
That would be cool.
With how popular those have been over the years.
Find out more at WRMoravian.org, everybody. And thanks to everybody who's already donated books for that.
Yep. We're in the middle of sorting them.
Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elk Lodge number 693 have a special bingo event this Saturday going on when their doors open at 10. Bingo starts at noon. This is going to be a fun one.
Super bingo.
Bingo not on a Wednesday?
That's right.
You must be 18 or older to participate in this special bingo. And keep in mind that this is a big jackpot, a payout. $5,500 payout.
Yes. What? Big game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And when you help the Elks Lodge, you're helping yourself and helping our community because they put right back into this community. We appreciate our friends at Elks Lodge. Join them Saturday for this awesome special bingo night kicking off at 10. Join them at 10, and the bingo starts at noon.
All right, cool.
Couple of quick good stories for you. Two conjoined twins from Pakistan are going home after a successful separation surgery that took 14 hours.
Woo! Wow. Nice.
They are 1 year old, and the surgery happened in Turkey back in July. They were conjoined at the head and shared brain tissue. They were able to separate them. Both are doing okay, are healthy, have all of their brain power and everything.
Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, wow, that's amazing.
That's a story that everybody should know by now.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about. It's amazing. Incredible, man. That's incredible. Mm. That's an amazing story. And a video of a candy shop owner in Calgary is making the rounds after a social media person went in for a treat. He wanted to buy something for $4, but claimed he only had $3.50. She said that was enough. Then after he paid, he pulled out his wallet and tried to hand her $40 just for being nice. She wouldn't accept it, but he donated, but had a donation jar for an annual event in Canada called the Kidney March, so he dropped it in there.
There you go. Awesome.
That is pretty good. And be the good story out there, everybody, and meet us back here when we bring back the morning show on Monday. You too have a good weekend.
You too, man.
You too. Get a VBA brat fry this weekend.
Yes, everybody. Do that. Get to the VBA and get some brat fry.
And rest your face, man.
Will do. You guys have a great weekend. Be good to each other. All right, here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.